Esperanza Spalding remembers when she first heard this record. She was studying music in college, and she says the singing in it changed her.
I didn't know that was an option, that sound in the cosmos.
The record is called Native Dancer. It came out in 1975. It's by saxophonist Wayne Shorter, and it features Brazilian singer Milton Nascimento. Esperanza says Milton's voice took up more and more space in her creative imagination, so much so that she recorded her own version of that record. Now, Esperanza Spalding seems to be everywhere in the world of jazz. When she was 20, she became the youngest faculty member at the prestigious Berklee College of Music. She's won 5 Grammys, including for Best New Artist in 2011, beating out Justin Bieber and Drake for that honor. And she's collaborated with jazz giants like Wayne Shorter, Herbie Hancock, and now with Milton Nascimento on her 10th studio album, Milton and Esperanza.
Tanta gente no meu rumo. Mas eu sempre vou só.
Their friendship is so much a part of their lives that they've forgotten how it started. She's played on some of his tour dates.
And he sang on my record and little by little, poco a poco.
Then, before a gig in Boston, Milton's son approached her with an offer.
Hey, you should produce a record for my father. And it'll be you too, produced by you. And I said, yeah, obviously. What do you say to that?
She flew to his home in Brazil.
Our engineer set up microphones in the room where Milton watches TV, and it was just very casual. Like, we would get all set up and figure out how to make the sound of the room right. We brought in some mattresses, just made like a little nook in there, and doing a lot of the vocal overdubs or layers or harmonies.
When I spoke with Milton and Esperanza, they were sitting on a couch in the same house in Brazil where they recorded this album. Even over Zoom, you could get a sense of how much they like to play together.
Eu tenho os mesmos do Spike Lee. I just realized we have the same socks from Spike Lee. Sorry, this is not important for the album.
Well, I want to know, now I need to know about the socks. What are the socks? What do they have?
Spike Lee came to his concert, and afterwards I saw him. And he was like, I didn't recognize you up there, whatever. And then he said, I want to send you something. And he sent me some socks. And Milton is wearing the same socks.
Their album includes classics from Nascimento's catalog, new originals by Spalding, and covers like this one from the Beatles.
I read the news today, old boy, about a lucky man who made the grave.
The many collaborators on this album include singer-songwriter Paul Simon.
I understand that Paul Simon was so committed to making it right that he studied like the Portuguese for like 2 weeks to be sure that he could deliver it properly. And I just think I'm just so sort of moved by that. But I just wanted to hear more about the song.
There was a time when I really missed Paul, so I wrote the song and sent it to him. And it was an incredible thing. He later sang it, and it was beautiful.
Another collaborator who was on their minds when they made this record was their mutual friend, the late Wayne Shorter. He died in March of 2023. A month before they planned to start recording.
It was a very emotional, intense time, of course. I mean, Wayne is the reason that I know Milton. Wayne is a person that we have in common, a deep friend and a deep mentor, hero.
They decided to honor Wayne by inviting his widow, Carolina Shorter, to sing with them.
When she said yes, she said one of the last things Wayne said to her was, "You have to sing. People need to hear your voice." So it also felt like a gratitude and honoring of his wish to have his wife's voice out in the world.
When you dream, remember wishes to come true, for dreams are only made by you, love.
Often the ones who care for our geniuses go unnamed and uncelebrated. And I mean, she really was like the guardian angel in force, allowing Wayne to keep up his creative productivity through his later years. And it also feels important that she's honored as we're honoring him.
Before we let you both go, I just wanted to ask each of you, what does it mean for you to have had this chance to work together?
It was really beautiful, and everyone felt comfortable. I chose some songs, she chose others, then we chose the musicians. We started out small, but it became something much greater.
And Esperanza, before we let you go, what does it mean to you to work with Milton?
Nothing that can be said succinctly. One of the best experiences of my life. Very inspiring, expanding, and joyful. I love him. So it's a joy to do whatever I can to serve the music.
That is Milton Nascimento and Esperanza Spalding. Their new album is called Milton and Esperanza.
Invento Christ is there.